This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
You can't steal our sunshine today. We are having a very good day in the neighborhood.
It's been a fun day.
Two in the rear view, one to go, 1 hour left of the big show as we head into the 3 o'clock hour. We've been kicking it around, having a whole lot of fun and laughs, and baseball, basketball, even a little football last segment. So yeah. We've been covering the gamut, spanning the globe, if you will. And Corey, who is a fantastically loyal listener to the show, has a question and he wants to get in here. So, Corey, what's up?
Hey, guys. What's going on? What's up, man? Mr. McMahon, how y'all doing?
What's that? You cut out when you said that.
I'm sorry. I said Fitzer, McManus, and Keaton. How y'all doing?
He's talking about the usual suspects again, sir.
Oh, yeah. I was like, what the hell? I've only seen it once. I'm sorry, Corey. All I know is Kaiser Soze. That's it.
No, you're good. No, so you all were talking about how players are soft. Professional players are soft, kind of like some of the other people that have been commenting on flabby arms, man. Before you comment on flabby arms, get rid of your Tony Siragusa neck where you can't tell your shoulders from your chin. Second.
Thank you. It's very nice.
He's got your back.
I like that.
Second, why do you think players are so soft these days? You look at the major sports. You look at some of the icons. You look at Jordan, Bird, Magic, Isaiah Thomas back in the 80s where they had like just the bruisers. They weren't soft at all. Favre, Urlacher, you had like the Fridge, guys that would get in there and grind. You had Pete Rose, George Brett, and I'm blanking because I'm doing this off the cuff, but the Orioles. He was the Iron Man from the Orioles.
Cal Ripken Jr.
Yeah, Cal Ripken Jr., thank you. These guys weren't soft. Why do you think when we look back at all these men that were just titans among men, where do you think the disconnect is, and why do you think they've become so soft nowadays?
Well, I started telling you, Corey.
Yeah,
I started telling last segment because kids are coddled these days. If you have any ability at all, the recruiting process used to start your late junior, early senior year in high school. You know, colleges expected you to play 4 years and be a huge part of their program. And then if you develop from there, the professional ranks started looking at you again, junior, senior year. But now the recruiting process starts when these kids are in sixth grade, fifth grade. Letters are being sent with potential scholarship offers before kids are out of middle school. And with AAU programs in basketball and all the different, you know, peewee sports that they have, it used to be it's just all for fun. Everything is so serious now. You've seen it down here. It started in the South more than anywhere else, where once you started, even if you're good at four sports, they want you to pick one so you can specialize on it and work on it all year long, and it takes the fun out of the game. But along the way, if you have any ability at all, you're getting special treatment. You're getting more tennis shoes. You're getting more gear. You're getting more, you know, you're getting to special schools with lots of extra treatment. And along the way, they don't face the adversity, the hard times, the things that toughen kids up. They're just silver spooned the whole way, and then they get to the pro game. Barry, I'm going to tell you this right now,
okay.
And it's going to be hard to believe. It's going to be hard. Believe me, it's going to be hard to believe. But I know players in the pro game that never had to deal with taking prescription medication for anything and had to have people assigned to them to make sure they took their meds at the appropriate dosage at the appropriate time because they never had to deal with that before. I'm like, this is a grown-ass man. You've got to be kidding me.
Man.
But this is what happens when you coddle kids their entire lives.
I totally agree with Joel. I totally agree with Joel. And I feel like a part of it too, or at least a contributing factor, is the political correctiveness that we all are experiencing right now. And so now you can't talk to kids the way you used to. I mean, I like to talk about Frank Martin and use him as an example. Man, when he was at, what was it, Kansas State? Or was it Kansas?
At Kansas State.
Before he went to South Carolina.
Yep.
Dude, he used to practically murder his players on the practice floor and on the floor. And a lot of people made the argument that his players loved them. But if you ask me, and if you ask Frank Martin, I bet he doesn't approach players the same way he did.
You can't.
because he'd get in trouble.
Be out of a job. Larry Eustace, the coach that used to be at Iowa State, got rung up again at Colorado State because he just couldn't, he couldn't change his ways. He was literally hands-on and abusive. And look, there's a big difference between Woody Hayes, the old longtime legendary coach at Ohio State, who used to grab you by the face mask to tell you what was going on the football field to shake you up. That's a lot different than
throwing a basketball at somebody's head or something like that.
I used to work with him. Mike Rice is the longtime color analyst of the Blazers. His son was the guy that got caught at basketball practice chucking basketballs at players and physically abusing them. There's a difference, but you're right, Nick. Overall, the society has said none of that's acceptable
anymore. You can't talk to my kid that way. That's the biggest problem. And Frank Martin had a really good video on Facebook that I saw, and he said, you know, I have kids too. And if my kids come up to me and complain about how their coaches are talking to them, he's like, unless they do something completely out of the question, you need to deal with your coach. I'm not going to go in there and talk to the coach and tell him how to coach this team because it's not my team. And then he even goes further. He goes, quite frankly, I know more about my kid, more about basketball than my kid's coaches, but that's his team. So I'm going to let him handle his team. So, yeah, I think it's the you have to approach every play. It's not just the James Hardens and the LeBrons and the Steph Currys that you have to kind of be soft with. It's all the way down, like you said, Joel, to the AAU level, high school level, D1 level. It's just, it's crazy.
I think you both are right, and you're really right on the whole political correctness thing. That and parenting. And I don't know if it's, I feel like too, it's kids, the way that they're brought up now, from the standpoint of, like, we used to go out and play, and I got bullied in school. Everybody, there were bullies in school. Yep. I beat up another guy's bully. I got beat up by my own bully. I mean, but these were things that you went through in life, and you learned how to be tougher. You learned how to handle things because you were bullied or because you beat up a dude who was bullying your friend. But you got all that because you were out playing. We would go and play football in the street. Yep. We would ride our bikes until dark. Like, kids are just lazy now. They just sit at home and play video games, which I do too now. But at least I went out and interacted with other kids. And I think that might be some of it too, is kids aren't interacting with each other enough.
They're not.
Because kids are mean. Kids are a-holes.
Mm-hmm. There's no neighborhood.
But you toughen up. Point.
You toughen up that way. It's kind of like we talked about with kids, how if you protect your kids too much, if you're such a germaphobe about your kids, they're going to get sick more because they don't get the germs.
Their immune system isn't built up. Yep.
It's kind of the same way when you're dealing with it's society and people. You got to let these kids fall on their face and eat a little dirt. And
you face adversity and you become better because of your experience.
Yeah, yeah.
And you don't see that. You're right.
It sounds so weird, though, because we're talking about this, and I think we're all in agreement. And I imagine that a lot of people listening are in agreement. But don't you kind of feel like an old man?
I was going to say, yeah.
It's like, get off my lawn. Yeah. Back in my day, we used to walk to school and fight bears.
But you're right, because I remember we were playing football amongst the guys.
Yeah.
Right? And I remember taking some pretty serious shots. Like, I went head-to-head with another guy right across the bridge of my nose, bleeding and everything. And they all looked at me and they pointed their finger. And you could feel my eyes starting to well up a little bit. Yep. And they're like, you know the rule. You cry, you ain't playing tomorrow. Yep. And I'm like sucking it up, gritting my teeth. But I kept playing because you couldn't take that away from me, man. I wasn't going to let that happen. Nowadays, man, especially if you got any ability at all, you are so coddled and dealt with kid gloves that you don't face any adversity.
Yep. There's no doubt it's softer. There's no doubt it's softer. There's no doubt that kids are coddled and treated better. And, you know, I don't know if it's just the political correctness or I don't know. I don't want to be the guy that's up here dropping the word millennial, because I think sometimes they get they don't get a fair shake, because there are some millennials out there that are amazing kids and amazing people. Mm-hmm. And you never hear about that. But I do feel like every generation is, I mean, you compare us to our parents' generations, we were soft as booty.
No, there's no doubt.
Like, my dad, I remember my dad telling me a story where he fought three guys at a gas station and chased them out of a store and down the street. Bro, I'm not doing any of that. Like, I'm not that tough.
Yeah.
Plus, you're not that stupid, because nowadays people can get shot
doing
that.
But still, I'm not my dad tough. And if I had a son, I don't think he would be as tough as his dad, me. So, I mean, I don't think my dad was as tough as my grandfather. My grandfather, this is crazy. But when he got real old, our family tried to get him a maid, but he was like, no, I don't need no maid. But he never cleaned, and a snake got in his house. and was on the counter in his kitchen.
Oh, my God.
And he just walks in and he just grabs the snake by the head. And the snake bit him. And he beat the snake with his cane to death. And then threw it outside and went and sat on the couch and watched TV.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Bro, it's I would hope it wasn't a venomous snake.
I don't want my kids to do that either.
But I'm like, are you grabbing any snake by the head?
Hell no.
Hell no. But see, my dad wouldn't do that either.
But contrary to what
my dad was scared of spiders.
What they always say is you always want to make sure your kid's life is better than what you had. But as part of that, you don't want to make it where you coddle them so much, you spoil them so much that they don't understand what it really is to put in hard work and earn what you get instead of having it all given to them. A lot of days, the kids are having, you're right, and I don't want to sound like that guy, but a lot of these things, it's given to everybody before they've proven anything.
That's why if I ever do have kids, I kind of want to be broke. So then, I kind of do.
Yeah.
I see it, but I
don't. Because they're going to be way more humble. They're going to work harder for everything that they, there's families out there, they're not paying for anything. They're not paying for your car. They're not paying for your insurance. They're not paying for your college education. You know, I was almost like
that. But there's a way to do that without being broke, Nick. There's a way of saying, hey, before you get any of this, regardless of how much money I make, your mother makes, we bring in, you're gonna work. So if you want to get something, you're gonna work.
Do that when you're living in a multi-million dollar house in a really nice neighborhood and all their friends got Mercedes, iPhones, jacked up
all the new iPhones and all that. Yeah, it's not the same. Dude, I remember coming home from basketball. I had just, like, my birthday was on the day we graduated. So it's the summer after I graduated high school. 3 weeks after my 18th birthday, I was out playing basketball day. I come home, and the house is packed. There's boxes everywhere. I asked my mom, I was like, where are we moving? She goes, oh, no, we're moving. You're on your own. And she just left. That was it.
Wow.
Like, that's how you learn, though. Like, kids, that's not happening to kids today.
What?
Yeah.
So look, I had to how go. You came out.
She sent Fantastic. Me out. She did, out to her credit. She was like, I got you an apartment. You got, I paid the deposit. You're on your own. You got to figure it out from there.
Talk about a dose of reality.
Yeah. And you know what? I've been on my own ever since. Well, I moved back for a little while because I got in debt. But hey, it happens, man. Look at the calls lined up now. KJ, Skip, Chris, we see you guys. We're going to get to you all. I want to talk about these booty soft athletes today. But right now, I want to talk about Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen, man, listen, if you haven't been out there yet, I need you to get out there at least once. 1901 Taft in Midtown is where they are located. You are going to absolutely love this place. It's a fusion of both Southern comfort and Indian food. So that means you have a diverse selection on that menu. You can get a chicken fried steak, or you can get chicken curry. Either one. They've got wings and sliders. They've got a burger that's like the true epitome of that fusion food. It's a Himalayan heat burger, and it's absolutely amazing. And do like my boy Tyler does. Get that 65 sauce on the side. Dip it in there. Oh, unbelievable. One of the best burgers in this city of Houston, hands down. Get out there and try it. Tweet me a picture. Post it on Instagram and tag me. Let me know how much you like it, because I know you're going to love it. Because every listener, guys, I'm not making this up. Every listener that's gone has told me how good the food was. It really is that good. Don't believe it? Get out there and try it for yourself and let me know. They're known for some of the best butter chicken in this city as well, because all of the Indian food is family recipes that Haas and his crew has perfected in that kitchen. So whether you want Indian food or you just want some good old Southern comfort food, they've got it for you. All delicious, all made fresh. And don't forget, they've got a full service bar so you can get your drink on, you can watch the games. And if you don't feel like leaving the house, you can have it delivered. They've got multiple options for that as well. DoorDash, Uber Eats, or Grubhub. One more time, they're located in 1901 Taft in Midtown. For more information, look up CNI713 on Facebook. Take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world. It's Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. There's nothing like it.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back, final hour, Usual Suspects. As always, we end up finding a topic or two that ends up kicking a little discussion.
Hey, how do you spell toupee? I'm roasting somebody on Twitter. Is it two E's in toupee?
I thought it was one E with an accent.
All right. Well, I'm not making the accent.
T-U-P-E.
With little,
the accent.
Okay, I'm not doing that. So he's just going to get toupee? He's going to get one E.
He's going to get a tuppy?
Because he looks like he's got a comb over and a toupee. And I don't know how that's possible. Sorry, Francisco. Your hair is stupid.
Wow.
All right.
Now, let me see what you think about this. What? All right. Amos tweeted us, "I don't think players are any softer than any other time. The difference is rules have changed to make the games more watchable and more points be scored." That has absolutely nothing to do with it.
I think the game has gotten a little softer.
The game's changed, but that doesn't create a soft player, because you would still have guys trying to punch guys in the mouth or fight. Look, that's why I like the playoffs so much this year, because it's chippy, and people aren't going to be buddy-buddy with the guy on the other team. But I don't think the rules have anything to do with creating a soft persona of a player, a soft attitude that wasn't as prevalent 10 years ago.
It kind of has, especially like in football.
I get that you can't be a headhunter anymore.
Football, but I mean, the injuries had something to do with that too, but the rules now, like you can't touch anybody anywhere, you can't, the sports have gotten a bit softer.
That's the Sandusky rule.
No, that's...
You can't touch anybody anywhere.
No.
Oh, I think the rule is just anything above the shoulders in itself. I mean, that happens all the time. You go for the ball and you hit somebody.
Are we still talking about Sandusky? Sorry.
Oh, we are having a good one today.
Do you want to take these calls?
Sure.
Skip. Old Skip wants to talk about
What? Skip. You're on with us, Skip.
Hey, what's happening, fellas?
What's up, man?
Making a good call, Skip.
Hey, real quick, 2 points. I did 23 years in the military, and I think it is a cycle, because those guys called me soft when I came in. And, of course, when I was getting ready to get out, the younger guys that was coming in, I called them soft. So it might be a little bit of a cycle. Second thing, now I'm going to take this to left field, so stay with me if you can.
All right.
I think one of the problems is these HD TVs and these super microphones that they have at the games, because they see and they hear everything. And if some of the coaches that I played for when I was in high school here in Texas, if you guys were to, you know, if the world would have saw some of the things that were said and done by our coaches, I'm pretty sure that might have been some jail time somewhere up in there. I'm just saying.
That could be.
I mean, that's part of it, Skip. I think the bigger issue is there's a huge difference between laying hands on someone. And I think we've all, through our time in sports, have been on the wrong side of a tongue lashing from a coach.
Yep. But you know, you're talking about that grabbing by the face mask thing. That happened to me all the time.
All the time.
And Pop Warner.
Yep.
Pop Warner. Dude, there was the old joke that Cosby that said his dad used to make him tackle a tree? Honest to God, that's how I learned how to play football. My dad took his army duffel bag, stuffed it full of towels, tied it to a tree, and was like, hit that 200 times and I'll be back.
You said Cosby?
Yeah, I think Cosby did a joke about that, where he was like, yeah,
so
you know.
So later in life,
my
he just...
dad, no, don't try, please, okay. Don't. But he would, like, literally, though, it was a bit where he'd be like, yo, my dad made me tackle a tree, like, go tackle that tree. That was a literal thing that my dad made me do to practice, like, keeping my head down and tackle. But who does that? You try that nowadays, and they'd be like, oh, you can't do that to a kid. You can't make him go
might
out there.
Get hurt.
Yeah. Yeah,
might exert himself.
Yeah, exactly. KJ is up next. He wants to talk about coddled athletes. What's up, KJ?
What's up, fellas? I've been, as you know, officiating for the past, 17 years, since 2001. So I've seen them come in, and the change really comes. The kid may not be all the kid's fault. The parent has just become beyond word protective of their kid, and then they don't want you to, you know, so it is coddled. A person may not even be that soft, but their parent don't even give them an opportunity to not be tough. I mean, to be tough, so to speak. Meaning, as soon as something happens, they, my child is, the child get up and there's nothing even wrong with them, but the parent has already babied them to before they can even basically feel the pain that may come, and then they may try to shake it off, but the parent is already there. And also the parent makes excuses for the child for every single situation that is not a basically that does not show the child in a positive light. You know, and another crazy thing that I've experienced is that and made me think about this, Joe, when you said about the medication. It was a child between 10 and 12 years old, deathly afraid to swallow, and if you know or people know how the size of a Benadryl pill,
mm-hmm.
so it's very, very small. This child was deathly afraid to swallow that pill because they had only taken medication in liquid form their entire life. Now, I'm talking about a 12-year-old thinking that they were going to choke because they had to swallow that pill, and their parents were like, she can't swallow it. Well, how do she eat then? She don't swallow it. Everything that she eats is not liquid. So it comes from the parent first, basically trying to protect the child from every single thing. And we all know that only creates a problem for the rest of the world.
Appreciate the call, KJ. We got to get to one more. Do you want
to? It's up to you guys. But I do like his point about quick about seeing how the kid will react first.
Yes.
I think that's really important.
That's true.
You can jump in afterwards.
Yeah, and we'll get the other call in first, and we can expound on all of them. But I like the parent comment too, because there's a lot of truth to that too.
Yeah, yeah, that was a good call, KJ.
Yep.
Thank you, sir. All right, you want to do Chris's call before we go to break?
Yep.
Are we good, Nick, or are we too far behind?
No, we can do it real quick.
Okay.
What up, Chris?
All right. So I've got one of those badass grandpa stories. So my grandpa had cows, and it was always that thing where, you know, you can't walk in between a cow, the mama cow and his calf, because she'll chase you. Well, she chased him one day, and he stood there. When that cow got within arm's reach, he punched her in the nose, and that cow turned around and hauled ass the other direction.
Your grandpa punched a cow?
My grandfather punched the cow.
Wow. Was he like Mongo from Blazing Saddles? Just punching horses out
It was
out
the
here?
Craziest thing I'd ever seen.
Sat around a campfire that night and farted.
Already.
That's wild, Chris. That's awesome, dude.
Man.
So that's mine.
Yeah. And you never would punch a cow in your life, would you? You'd be too scared.
No, indeed.
That's right. They were just
try to eat me, man.
Just tougher than us. I like it, Chris. Appreciate that, bud. Thank you.
Tips to live by, Nick.
That's right.
So we've got a half hour to go on the show. We'll respond to those calls when we get back from the break, but wanted to get them in. But a lot of good stuff being kicked around here. Good stuff that can actually be something that you can use. Well, how about getting yourself in touch with Hawk Security? I mean, whether you're a lot of you people were talking about kids. And if you're a father like me, you got kids coming home from school, or you're still at work and the wife's at home and vice versa, and you want to make sure that your family's protected and your house is protected, well, I got an answer for you. All you got to do is call 281-947-HAWK. Get in touch with Hawk Security. They're going to tell you about their security systems that are home automation that give you a peace of mind knowing your family and your home is protected at all times, 24/7 protection. You owe it to yourself to call and have them explain to you what they can do for you. And right now, if you're one of the first 100 people that call in and you mention the promo code Nate, N-A-T-E, you get a free doorbell camera, free installation, and that goes with the Hawk Smart Home Package. That's a savings of over $400, and more than that, you get the peace of mind of knowing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at all times, your house is protected. With Hawk Security, you get real-time alerts. You see who's at your door without having to move. You don't even have to get up or move a muscle, because with the app, you can check who's at your door, what's going on, and monitor your security system while you are wherever you are and until you get back to your casa. In fact, you don't have to be at home. You just can see what's going on and stop wasting time. Call 281-947-HAWK. Mention Nate. Free doorbell camera. Free installation. Saves over $400. It's the Go Hawk Smart Home Package. Call 281-947-4295 and check out that special order. Protect what matters most with Hawk Security. HawkSecurity.com.
So, you want to go out tonight but don't know where to go? Easy fix. Head over to culturemap.com for the latest social happenings going on in the city.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing, don't give up.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back, Usual Suspects, final half hour, big show as we take you till 4. Blitz takes you home till 7.
Somebody texted, I heard y'all will be on the air from 1 to 6:30. Is that true?
No.
When did that
happen? I'm leaving at 3:55. My ass is in the car.
Appreciate the memo.
I'm out.
We didn't get it.
No. That you heard wrong. Somebody done told you wrong. So I had to finally mute that Barry's Jiggly Arms account.
It was getting old.
I mean, this is the problem with some people. They don't know when to stop. Like, the joke was funny, and it was really creative, but then they're just, like, constantly tweeting and tagging people and tagging more people. It's like, okay, I had to mute you. It's run its course.
We don't want to keep talking about the same joke, right, Joel?
I don't want to keep beating it.
Whoa.
I knew you caught that one.
Whoa.
I knew it. The minute I Joel. Said it, I knew you caught that one. That's fine.
Calm down, playa.
I had one geared up for you last segment. I held back. I'm not holding back anymore.
I don't want to keep beating it. Is that what he said?
I don't want to keep beating it.
Well, that's don't get mad. You only have
I'm not
two.
Mad.
Now
no,
you're
I'm
almost
mad.
Now you're almost at the same number of yeah, drops. That
get
Barry
on my
had.
Level. I've got like 19.
No, he's almost then, he's almost caught up now.
And then what he'll do is he'll run through all of them like a jerk.
Yeah, he does. He does.
I hate
I'm just glad the you're Barry master mix.
Oh God, I'm still swallowing it though.
Put the nuts in your mouth and it's great.
I don't want to keep beating it.
I'll suck it up for a minute and a half.
Soft pour corn.
Three balls is better than one. Put your tiny thing in mine.
It's gonna have so much meat in my pants.
It's not supposed to bend that way.
God, that's the best thing about being a producer. The best thing.
I thought it was the camera so that everybody could see you in there.
You did have a lot in there.
Yeah, he's done a lot to make up for lost time. I'm not pleased about that. But
that was
okay.
Hilarious. We are idiots. Wow.
But that's what makes it fun.
Wow. That was a lot of dumb stuff that was said.
I really like the new Joel one.
I don't want to keep beating it.
Oh, that's great. That is just great.
I love the way you're doing it now is the same way you do when people call and bash the Blitz. You're like, what? Say it again? Call back. We want more. Oh, this is great.
He's getting a little too big for his britches in there.
Oh, he called you uppity.
He said that. He said that since the show started, bro.
You're getting to be one of these Silver Spoon millennials.
Oh,
I'm at the very edge of the millennial category.
I looked it up.
So, yeah.
Somebody asked, too, like, what is actually a millennial?
I think I catch the tail end of it.
82 to 2002.
You normally do.
According to this website, it says the Census Bureau provides that millennial generation is a generation born between 1982 and 2002.
That would be me.
So when were you born?
83.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
That explains so much.
It really does.
You are booty soft.
I guess so.
I get
what does
it
that make
now?
Kelly over here?
Kelly, when were you born? Kelly Iko. 92?
Yeah.
Are you
He's
serious?
He's a 92 baby.
That's the year I graduated high school. I feel so old right now.
Do you
now.
Know kids that are born in 1997
Bro, get out of
the can drink now? 1997, you can drink.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
97.
That is, really? 92?
Damn. So how old are you? I can't do math. 25?
You ever been roughed up by a coach?
I feel old now.
Screamed at.
You are. It's a fact.
See,
old as dirt.
You can kiss my ass.
You and Joel are old.
I graduated from high school 25 years ago. Holy cow. Hey, don't make that face, Kelly. Get out of here. What's wrong with you? He just made the oh my God face. You know what? You know what happens? Everybody gets old, bro. Wait, you're going to get old. But
Death
when I was
is
25,
undefeated, and that sucks.
When I was 25, I wasn't as big as you. You're in trouble. Yeah, that's...
Heart
that's
disease.
That just happened.
High cholesterol. Blood pressure issues.
We got to get him to
better
stop
take a picture
flashing
of your feet.
His underwear.
Get that diabetes.
I see it like
you
all the time,
missing
honestly.
Him one day.
At games. Everywhere.
My headphones died. I'm using AJ's.
Really?
He's here, too. If he hears that, he's coming in here. Just getting back to wrap it up a little bit, but the last couple callers, I will say this. Parents are to blame as well. It's not just the kid
I said that
and
early.
The coaches. Yeah, but I'm just saying from the last caller's perspective, the other thing is the fact that you have to post signs on fields that remind parents that they're not playing for the championship, that there's no money on the line, that it's not life or death. You have common sense. That's ridiculous. And I know people that are in pretty prominent positions in sports who are the worst violators of these rules. They want to parade and berate officials. And they want to, you know, your kid, even if you think he's good, this isn't the time. They're just supposed to be having fun at this point in their life. And people treat it like it's life and death.
I'm with you. I've seen it at basketball games. I remember like when I grew up, you tried out for the team. If you didn't make it, you played for the First Colony League. All right. I almost made it 1 year, and the only time I even came close, I got cut because I got into a big fight. I really wasn't good enough to play, but I would always go and pay for my time, pay to play at the First Colony League. The reason why your kid is at the First Colony League is because they're probably not that good yet. And they're taking these little league basketball games so seriously, yelling at refs. KJ, who was just on the phone, who's been reffing for, 17 or 18 years, he can totally relate to that. And I've had that conversation with him at the press box before at Minute Maid Park. They think their kids are super good. Sometimes they think their kids are better than they really are. And they're sitting here yelling at coaches and refs.
A lot of LeVar Ball dads out there, that is for sure.
You're absolutely right. Because the other thing was, in my role as director of broadcasting for the Rockets, do you know how many people I had parents come to me and go, hey, I need you to start making a video of my kid. I'm like, for his birthday? No, I got to start getting it out, getting it to scouts, getting it to people that are recruiting so that I get my kid a chance to get a scholarship. How old is he? Like 10, 12? Are you kidding me? That's ridiculous, man.
Hey, is that call from earlier?
Yeah, that's why I wasn't. I don't know if that's the same
call. Did Corey call back?
Let me ask.
Okay, yeah, find out because we have a rule.
I got some disturbing news here.
You only get
one
a day. Plus, we're going to have to go to break.
We had mentioned this just in passing, you and I, during a break, that Minnesota Timberwolves assistant coach Rick Brunson resigned today. And I said, well, because your kid's going to be a multimillionaire, Jalen's going to be a high first-round pick. Mm-hmm. Is that why you're getting out? Now reports surfacing from from reputable sources saying that Brunson's facing allegations of improper interactions with several women while on the job. The Athletic Minnesota has learned. The Athletic has reached out to the Wolves, and Brunson for comment has yet to receive any response. That's not good.
Mm-mm. That's not good at all.
That's a bad look, regardless. So, you know what, Nick? It kind of goes to what you were saying, too. I mean, look, we can talk all we want about there's a right way and a wrong way to do anything. And today's day and age, everybody's on high alert, and some of it's with good reason because sometimes we still got coaches that are taking advantage of their positions, doing stuff like that.
I mean, not everybody that's made it in the NBA and the NFL have had great upbringings. A lot of them have gone through a lot of trials and tribulations in life, a lot of obstacles in life, and it's a part of what made them stronger.
Yeah,
it's just the way it is, man.
But I think a lot of it. I think Travis Johnson once made the point, which was something that's always resonated with me, is you can't change a guy just because you give him a scholarship. So the fact that you're in the locker room and you're next to a guy that you think because he's playing where you're playing that everything's good in the world, you don't know what he's been through. You don't know what it took and what he had to deal with just to get to the point where he was discovered enough to be able to play college sports, let alone pro ball. That person's not going to change. A Tiger's not going to change their stripes just because you gave him a scholarship.
Patrick Beverley, do you think he's going to change anything the way he does?
Nope.
It's a great point.
With what he's gone through, he's not changing the way he plays.
Yeah, absolutely great point. All right, we got one segment to go in the big show. Then we're going to turn it over to the Blitz. They'll take you home till 7, but we appreciate you guys. It's been a great show today. We'll wrap it up and put a bow on it next. Don't go anywhere. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, it's pink headphones and flabby arms as we get ready to wrap up another really big show.
Don't give them any more run. Ugh. Ugh. So Pink Valkyrie and Tracy on Twitter were like, oh, they should love the attention. No.
No. Not true.
Not, that's not how this works. No. Nope. No, I like making fun of other people. I don't.
Yeah,
I don't.
Not getting into all that.
I don't want that. No. Stop it. Stop it. But I had to mute that account. Did you see this story on TMZ? So, ex-top L.A. County DA official allegedly wanted to... That's 350. There's no kids in the car, right?
Yeah, they are, but go ahead.
Are there kids? If you have kids in the car, you might want to...
Earmuffs.
Come back for the blitz. Like you're going to let the kids hear the blitz.
Yeah, like that's a safe recommendation.
Ex-L.A. County DA official allegedly wanted to masturbate while underling was strangled. And he was never punished. Says Gary Hernsberger was the head deputy of the MCD when he was sued in 2015 by two female lawyers who worked under him for unwanted physical touching, offensive and graphic sexual comments, and sexually suggestive gestures. Now, here's the part that's fascinating to me, that this was 3 years ago. This wasn't 1992. This wasn't 1995. This was 3 years ago that he thought that the following was okay. According to legal documents, Hernsberger frequently commented about their sex life, asking one after she returned from a vacation if her Virginia was sore. Why would you ask a coworker that?
Not appropriate.
He also allegedly made gestures to the woman mimicking oral sex and was quoted as saying, "You know what a sign of a good boss is? One who will bleep the people that work for him and still not give them any good cases." What are you doing?
That's what I'm saying. There's so much stupidity
if
in the world today.
If Fred said that to me, I would never write.
So that was in L.A.,
map,
right? You had to at least get some good cases.
That's right. I mean, if you're going to bleep me, Fred, I better get at least one good article.
One good one. So that's L.A. Did you hear what happened in New York now?
No.
Overnight?
No.
A guy that's been a chairman of the Me Too movement. The attorney general. Attorney general, Eric Schneiderman, for the entire state of New York, second highest ranking official, right? Big, big, big supporter of the Me Too movement, had to resign effective today because four women came out, two actually identified themselves, saying that they had been abused for years by this guy.
It's crazy.
How do you sleep at night when you know you're out there faking? Perpetrating a fraud, faking something to say, oh, I'm part of this movement, and then you find out you're one of the biggest reasons why the movement is such a big deal.
It's always the ones that protest the loudest, it seems like, that are the ones that are guilty of the sin.
It's like that political official who was like anti-gay, and then he turned out to be gay.
He's just George Michael in it in the bathrooms.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's weird. It's weird how that works.
Not really Anthony Weiner. Here's the and the biggest part of this too, right, is he's trying to push this off as one of his fetishes. Because they said a lot of times at home and in bed and at other times, he would physically abuse the women, hit them in the face, do all these different things. And his statement was, it's been a great honor and privilege to serve as Attorney General for the people of the state of New York. In the last several hours, serious allegations, which I strongly contest, have been made against me. While these allegations are unrelated to my professional conduct or the operations of the office, they will effectively prevent me from leading the office to work at this time. He went on to say that his experimentation with sexual deals,
trying to find the right words.
Yeah.
He's like,
here. I was looking for the exact statement. He said, I'm paraphrasing because I'm trying to find the exact quote he made. But essentially, he pawned it all off as this wasn't abuse. This was role playing within the bedroom. There you go.
Ugh.
Are you kidding me?
Slippery
These women
slope,
said
man.
That he would hit them in the face often after drinking, frequently in bed, never with their consent. Just, and yet you're out there every day in the public eye claiming that you are the chairman of the Me Too movement.
He won't be the last hypocrite that exists in this
world.
Nope.
He absolutely will not. By the way, breaking news, Saints running back Mark Ingram suspended four games.
Four?
PEDs.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Sorry, Clarence.
Sorry, buddy.
Rest in peace to the Saints.
Oh, man.
Oh, four games.
Yeah.
A quarter
of the season.
Yeah, well, we'll see. But yeah, they need thunder and lightning.
That would be the equivalent of a baseball player getting suspended 40 games. That's a lot. basketball player, 20.
Oh, here you go. I found the quote, sorry, from Schneiderman.
Okay.
He tweeted it now. In the privacy of intimate relationships, I have engaged in role-playing and other consensual sexual activity. I have not assaulted anyone. I've never engaged in non-consensual sex, which is a line I would not cross.
Somebody said that dude needs to get a foot fetish and call it a day. Just go be easy, bro. Just look at some feet or something. Man.
No doubt about it. That's
Yeah. People are still tweeting me their pictures and letting me asking to be roasted.
It's like a hobby for not you. It could be fun.
I'm enjoying it. At Barry is funny. If you want me to roast you, tweet me a picture. Don't try to text it. Just tweet it to me. All right, who's winning tonight? Rockets, is it going?
It's over.
Is it over?
I said Rockets. Nick? I said Rockets in five, but I'll stick with it.
That's pretty much the reason why I'm saying.
All right, I'm going to say they lose tonight.
Yeah, because you said Rockets.
I said Rockets in six. So what about the other series? Is it over? Warriors? Oh,
yeah.
Wrap it up?
Oh, yeah. I don't think there's anybody playing better basketball in the playoffs right now.
Warriors are at home. They're going to kill them probably.
Okay.
Yep.
We'll see who's right.
And see, we got a lot Wednesday, to talk about tomorrow. Oh, yeah. What are we, are we doing?
Well,
one-hit wonders?
I sent you one. Did you check your email?
You know what? That doesn't count.
It, wasn't it absolutely does. I got Tupac's Dear Mama and seven more to go.
So we are doing
songs about
mom-related
for
songs.
Way Back Wednesday tomorrow.
Mom-related songs pre-2000. Yes. Nick, you're already down one.
And I also, I'm going to email it now.
See, this is ridiculous. This is why I don't
you know. Started that, bro.
I started
with
that?
The chopped up list. Who started it, Joel?
Started what?
Chopped up list. Just email it so no one else can have the song.
Last week only sent three.
Who was? I'm not asking that question.
Oh.
Who was the first person to send an incomplete list just so no one else could use those songs, Joel?
What's wrong with that, though?
Who was it?
But, that's submitting your songs.
Well, I just submitted one. I got seven to go. So okay. Suck it, Nick.
Fair enough.
It's been a salty Tuesday as we head into Way Back Wednesday. And it's been a lot of fun. So, y'all, we appreciate you being Usual Suspects.
Did Baby Bash do a song about moms?
9 months from now, he will.
It's going to have so much meat in my pants.
That's how we're ending the show today. And Joel, if you got a shot, go ahead.
He's like, take your shot. Take your best shot.
I'd like to thank everybody for stopping into the Usual Suspects. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow.
He's got you whooped.